Bless you all.
上帝祝福大家。
Truly, His love for us is very great.
确实神的慈爱对我们是很大的。
It's my pleasure to be with you again here.
能够再次跟大家在一起是我的荣幸。
And the Lord has sent me from such a long, long distance away.
神呢从这么远的距离差派我来。
Exactly on the other side of the earth.
正好在地球的另外一端。
To tell you how much he loves you.
为了要告诉你他有多爱你。
Because evidently, all the pastors and preachers here in your city are not enough to convince you.
因为很显然的
are not enough to convince you that he
loves you. 因为很显然的在你们城市里面的牧师呢没有很完就是很确实的来说服你们。
And of the greatness of his love.
说服你们关于神的慈爱。
So I've come all this way to tell you that.
所以我从很远的距离来到这里要告诉你神的慈爱。
That there's a love that you know not of.
就是有一种爱是你不认识的。
Because it is so great.
因为是这么样的大。
Because it is so pure.
这么样的纯洁。
And as I said, it's my joy to be here tonight.
我要再次说是我的，我很高兴能够来到这里。
And I am only sorry that we have such little time left.
我很遗憾就是只能来，这么短的时间。
Because we must be out of here at 10.
因为，我们必须要在十点以前就要离开这里。
So I will try to be very, very short.
那我会尽量长话短说。
And tell you what the Lord has put on my heart today for you.
我要跟你分享神在我今天所放下的话语。
In Ephesians chapter 3.
在以弗所书第三章。
And verse
18,
that you may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth, depth, and height, and to know the love of God which passes all knowledge. Verse 18 and 19. Can you read it, please?
18节19节能以和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等长阔高深并知道这爱是过于人所能测度的便叫神一切所充满的充满了你们
He says that you might be able to comprehend
他说呢所以你能够了解
See evidently it is very difficult for us to comprehend this
所以在这里很明显的就是神会这样说是因为对我们来说要明白是很难的
And you will notice here in this scripture
而且你会在这经文里面发现到
In verse 18
在十八节里面
That we read the breadth, length, depth, and height
我们读到说神的爱是何等长阔高深
There are four measurements
在这里有四个测量的。
Did you know that four measurements do not exist on earth?
你知道这四种测量的方法不存在在这世上吗
？We live in a three-dimensional world.
我们是活在一个立体的世界里面。
Whereby we have wide, high, and deep.
就是我们有宽。高深
And everything in our world is measured that way.
那我们这个世界上的每一个东西都是这样子用这样的方式来测
量的。But here that's a different measurement. We know nothing of.
就是我们不知道别的测量方法。
Is a measurement that is out of this world.
那有一种测量方法是这个世界没有的。
That doesn't belong to this world.
也是不属于这个世界的。
It's a dimension beyond our world.
这是一个超越我们世界的。
That's why he says that you may be able to comprehend.
所以这是为什么他说，所以你能够明白。
The size of this love.
就是希望你能够了解这个爱的大小。
See, earthly love only has three measurements.
因为属世的爱只有三种，就是
even the purest love of a mother for her child.
即使是最妈妈最对孩子最纯洁的爱。
The purest love of a man for his bride.
即使是一个男人对他新娘最纯洁的爱。
The purest love that you can find in this earth.
即使是你在这世界上能够找到最纯洁的爱。
You can in no way compare.
都没有办法跟这个比较。
That's why the apostle says that you may be able to understand.
这是为什么使徒在这里要说。
There is a love.
就是好叫你们能够明白。
And this is the love of Christ.
这就是基督的爱。
It passes all your knowledge.
而这爱是过于人所能测度
的。All your understanding.
超过人所有能够了解的。
And even the most perfect love.
即使是最完美的爱。
Is on earth is so small compared to what the love of Christ is.
这世上最完美的爱跟神的爱比起来都是很渺小的。
We cannot comprehend it.
我们没有办法了解的。
And there is so little love in this world, even in this world.
即使是这个世界，只有一点点的爱。
Many don't know of what it is to have a loving father.
因为很多人不知道，拥有慈爱的父亲是什么样的。
Many have never known love in all their lives.
甚至有很多人在他们一生中都不了解爱是什么。
Many have been maltreated as young kids.
因为很多人在小的时候没有被正确的对待。
So even the concept of love is something that's so far away.
所以即使是对爱的了解都是遥不可及。
Even the thought that someone could love me.
即使是那个有人会爱我的这个想法。
And to make matters worse.
更糟的是。
We live in a world that has been ruined by sin.
我们住在一个已经是被罪毁坏的世界里面。
And the devil.
还有被魔鬼毁坏的世界。
Who constantly tells us that there is no such love.
他们不断地告诉我们这世上没有这样的爱。
That there is not love for you.
不断地告诉我们没有给你的爱。
That God doesn't love you.
就是上帝不爱你。
And he builds in your mind the concept of a very stern God, a very mean God.
魔鬼呢把神是一个很凶恶的神的这样的一个观点放在我们每一个人的心里面。
Because we have seen the gods of other religions.
因为我们看过其他宗教的这个所拜的假神。
Or we worshipped idols before.
或是我们以前曾经拜过假神。
And it was always offer, offer, and give, or if not, the idol God gets mad.
总是就是一定要一直奉献，一直奉献。如果不奉献，这个神明就会生气。
Don't ask him a favor.
绝对不要请这个神明帮你。
Because if you ask him a favor,
因为如果你请他帮你，
then he will come and demand of you.
然后他就会来命令你从你那里
的。So don't owe him anything.
所以绝对不可以欠他什么。
Because he's mean God. He gets angry.
因为他是一个很凶恶的神，他会生气。
He brings storm and sickness against you.
他会带来暴风雨，会带来疾病。
So you must constantly be paying tribute.
所以你一定要一直的奉献给他。
Or he'll destroy you.
或要不然他就会毁了你。
And this concept that the devil has brought into the world of God.
这个想法呢是魔鬼带到这个世界里面的。
He keeps insisting to us. He keeps insisting and showing us the devil.
魔鬼呢他一直不断地强迫把这样的想法强迫注入到我们的脑海里面。
Twisting the scripture.
扭曲神的话语。
Twisting the Old Testament.
扭曲旧约。
To make us see a very stern, evil God.
要让我们看到一个很
a holy God.
让我们看到一个很凶恶的神。
That if you don't walk without making a mistake.
如果说你在与他行走当中没有犯错，
He's waiting for you to make a mistake to hit you.
那他就在那里等你犯错，然后要准备处罚你。
He's waiting for you to do something you shouldn't to judge you with the sickness.
所以他把这样的想法放在我们心里面，让我们觉得说神一直等着我们在犯错，如果我们犯错，他就要处罚我们。
And in one way or another, we all have this concept of God.
不管是什么什么时候我们就会有这样的想法。
Last night I was speaking about the day that God said to the children of Israel, "You're stiff-necked, so I won't go with you to the land of Canaan."
昨天晚上我在跟人家分享说，神对他的这个以色列子民说话。
And the devil says, "See."
就是神对他说，你要做我做的事情，不然我
们。Because of your rebellion, the rebellion of Israel.
就是我不会带你进入迦南地，结果魔鬼就
got mad because of your sin, their sin.
结果魔鬼就说，你看，神，因为你不听话，神就要处罚你吧。
And he says, "That's it. I'm not going with you. Go alone. I'm not going with you."
所以他就说，我不跟你去了。
Go alone.
你走开。
And he twists things.
所以魔鬼会扭曲事情。
But the truth isn't that way.
可是真理不是这样子的。
Because God said, "Because of your stiff-necked, I cannot go with you."
神说因为你的刚硬，我没有办法跟你去。
Lest I destroy you.
除非我把你破碎。
In other words, he was saying, "I love you so much."
换句话说，神是在说我是这么的爱你。
That I know my holy fire.
我知道我的圣火。
Will destroy you because of your sin. It'll want to burn your sin.
我知道我的圣火，因为你的罪会毁了你。
And I don't want to hurt you.
我不要伤害你。
So if you want to continue living in your sin,
所以神说，如果你要继续活在你的罪里面，
I'm going to have to step away.
我就必须要退后了，离开你。
Because I don't want to destroy my people.
因为我不要毁坏我的子民。
See, it's all the other way around.
所以你看，撒旦魔鬼是何等扭曲神的。
Things aren't like the devil tries to show us.
所以，神的旨意不是像撒旦这样扭曲的。
The love of God is so great.
神的爱是何等的伟大。
Even things that we think are his judgment.
甚至我们觉得是审判的事。
Are not judgment, but love of God.
都不是神的审判，而是神的爱。
One day we'll understand.
有一天我们会了解。
What you will not be able to understand now when I tell you.
就是我现在所要告诉你，而是你不能了解的。
But hell you will see.
可是你一定会看到地狱。
Will be one of the greatest manifestations of the love of God.
就是而是会是神显明他爱最伟大的时候。
And you cannot comprehend that now.
你这是你没有办法了解的。
But there will come a time.
会有这样的时候。
When you and all the inhabitants of hell.
就是当你还有所有住在地狱的人。
Will be amazed.
你们会很惊奇。
And say truly, this was the greatest act of love of God.
然后你们都会说，确实这是神的爱。
But I know that's beyond our comprehension.
但是我知道这是超越我们能够了解的。
Because we would need to be in the spiritual realm in order to be able to see that spiritual measurement.
因为我们必须要在属灵的境界里面才能够了解这个属灵的测量。
It is beyond our comprehension.
这是超越我们人的测量的。
God loves us so much, He wants to walk with us.
神是这么的爱我们，他要与我们同行。
And then,He showed Moses that he could forgive his people.
然后他向摩西显明说他会原谅他的子民。
And Moses said, "Oh, if it's possible, then please forgive us."
所以摩西说，主啊，如果这是可能，请你原谅我们。
And the people repented of their sins.
然后人民就因此而悔改了。
And God said, "Okay, now I can come with you."
然后神说，好吧，我现在可以跟你们去了。
Now I can walk with you.
现在我可以跟你们同行了。
See, it's not God that leaves us because He gets mad.
所以你看到不是因为神不爱我们所以他离开我们他生气了所以他离
It's when we choose to walk in sin he can't walk with us because if he did he would destroy us his fire and holiness would destroy us
而是因为当我们继续活在最终的时候他圣洁的火会烧了我们会毁坏我们所以他要一直往后退离开我们他不要伤害我们
I also told it two nights ago part of my testimony
在两个晚上以前我也跟人分享我的见证
How one day I lay on the floor trembling
就是有一天我就是倒在地上发抖
Because I was aware, so aware of my sin
因为那个时候我是这么的察觉到我自己的罪
And I could see there was an angel on top of me even though I was looking down
就是即使说我是低着头我可以看到有一个天使在我的身上
That had a sword in his hand
然后这个天使手上有一把剑
And I felt like he was going to kill me because of my sins
然后我觉得那个天使好像要因着我犯的罪把我杀了一样
And I pleaded, oh God, please forgive me
然后我一直求神说神请你原谅我
And I felt how that angel put his sword away
然后我感觉到那个天使把他的剑收起来了
And I felt I was forgiven my sins
然后我觉得我自己的罪被赦免了
And I was able to come into the wonderful holy presence of God
所以我能够来到神美好的圣所
And God told me
上帝告诉我
He said That was not me